97.9, 105.5, KISS FM, the number one hit music station with Marvin Gaye and Chardonnay from Big Sean, Kanye West, and Roscoe Dash. And it's the Monday Night Upstate Spotlight, and I'm up here with my man, Young C.
Yeah.
What up, kid?
What up, deal, man? How are you? Long time no see.
Yeah, right? I've seen you in a couple years, I believe, man.
Yeah.
Yeah. So let everyone know who you are, where you're from, what you do.
Yo, it's your boy, Young Siege. I'm 16 years old. I'm from upstate, Auburn, New York, to be exact. I'm representing. I'm here to put it on the map.
All right, there you go.
Yo, yeah.
When'd you start?
I started rapping when I was 6 years old, but I got into trying to put my music out there when I was like 11 years old. I met my management, and we've been getting it in since then.
Okay, okay. And let me tell you, everyone out there listening, he's a clean rapper, okay? He's a clean rapper. Yeah, I know it's very unheard of. besides Will Smith, he says damn. You know, an asser in there. But yeah, clean rapper. Yo, how you feel about that? Because that's real, real good for radio.
I feel
Trust
good.
Me.
Yeah, yeah, because they can't cut anything out. You're actually going to hear what I say. Kids can listen to it. And I still go hard enough for the adults to listen to it, too. So
yeah,
we're going to get it in.
That's great. That's great. So 2010, you're nominated for the Underground Music Award in the category Most Original Male Solo Artist. Let everyone know what exactly UMA is.
I was so proud of that. The UMA is an Underground Music Award. I got nominated 2 years in a row, and this year was the year I took it home, and I was so proud of it, man. I wore the hat original. Mike told me to stop wearing the hat, but I've been wearing it for like a month straight. I didn't want to take it off. I finally took it off, but I still got the trophy.
Now that's you. That's you. That's you. Keep that hat on. So, I mean, what do you plan on doing? I know you're very young, so what you're doing right now is real serious, man. It's real. Like, where you're at as far as who's taking care of you, my man Mike back here, and your squad,
you
got a lot of stuff going on right now, man.
Team, man.
Yeah, so what do you plan on doing with it? You want to go? I mean, like I ask artists.
Honestly,
do you want to be, like, happy with things, or do you want to, you know, you want to take, like, a limo to your mailbox?
Honestly, I say this a lot. They call me Young Siege because I'm here to take over. You know what I'm saying? I'm going to put upstate. I almost said uptown. Upstate on the map. And we ain't just going to be on the map. We're going to be on the crown. We're going to be sitting next to exactly what Jay-Z and Biggie did to Brooklyn. That's what I'm trying to do at upstate.
And all right, good.
I'm the Biggie in this situation.
Good, good, good. So, Billy J and A&R from SRC Records, Universal Records, said you're very talented.
Yeah.
He has a definite lane. So, what does that mean to you?
I
mean, because that right there is a huge deal.
Yeah,
someone tell me that, like A&R.
I love when people say that because it coincides with the original thing, and it shows that I'm not trying to copy everybody who's in the game. I'm not trying to copy the whole movement that the game is going with. I'm trying to do my own thing, and I'm 16. So by the time I get there, the game's gonna be following me. Hopefully.
yes, sir. Yeah. So in April 2011. Given the opportunity for opening act, Diggy Simmons. People don't know Diggy yet, but if you guys know Mindless Behavior, he's on that track. We play it up here on KISS. So what's up with Diggy? You met him? You did the thing
Diggy's my boy. He's a real respectable dude. He's just like me. He doesn't curse. He says the N-word a couple times.
Yeah, yeah.
But he's just like me. His dad's a reverend. He keeps everything clean so the kids can hear. He's a real cool dude. He's humble. He's respectable. He can speak to adults and he can speak to kids at the same time. So I like Diggy. I respect him a lot, especially his music.
That's good. Yeah, I'm on that dude. I'm on that dude right now. So yeah. So you grew up listening to what? Like, who are your main inspirations?
A lot of people ask me that. My favorite rapper, who always been and it's gonna be forever, is Nas. I think nobody can touch him.
That's number three up here already. Everyone said that. So
Nas
far.
Is my dude.
Okay.
I grew up listening on Biggie, and I know I was born in 1995, so you might be looking at me like,
That's when I started rocking Biggie.
Yeah. I've been listening to him my whole life. If you go in my room, it's nothing but Biggie and Nas. Like, that's hip hop to me.
It's timeless music, man. It's timeless music. Yeah. So, I guess you got something for these people listening. You got something for them? Sometimes here and there, we got to kind of go in before we go into your real song.
Are you trying to go in?
Yeah, go in.
You want to go in?
Yeah, let's go.
All right, let's go in.